USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All U.S. service members will have to roll up their sleeves for COVID-19 shots by mid-September. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the mandatory order could happen sooner depending on formal approval of available vaccines.
It was in the Secretary's determination an ample amount of time to prepare, keeping in mind that we may have to move sooner based on FDA approval.
In a letter to U.S. Military Forces, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is urging all service members to get vaccinated and not wait for a mandate. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of seeking to tax and spend the United States into oblivion. The Kentucky senator warning about inflation and again vowing to withhold Republican support from efforts to raise the national debt ceiling. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The impeachment investigation into New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is moving forward on Monday. A member of the governor's staff also announces she's moving on.
The top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another deadly weekend in Chicago. Police say at least 72 people were shot and 11 were killed. Two of the victims are police officers. They were shot during a traffic stop Saturday night. A 29-year-old woman did not survive. Her partner remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush is getting criticism from both sides of the aisle as she supports defunding the police despite spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on her own personal security, which she says is warranted because she's had people try to kill her. Utah Republican Congressman Burgess Owens joins Fox and Friends to react to the Democratic efforts to defund the police.
Do not expect anything but what we see. Their creation is misery. Look at the urban communities that they represent. They have never changed anything for decades. Don't expect anything different. We're just trying now to change the image of our great country into the image of what they put into these urban communities.
In Baltimore, Maryland, several fire departments are dealing with staffing shortages, which are causing longer response times and low morale. Baltimore City Fire Union President Rich Langford saying staff and money shortages are not a recent problem within the city.
Our department needs help. We need more money to help us get through this. We have been understaffed for years now, and it's finally caught up to us. We have over 40-some vacancies in our EMS division alone.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Langford saying within the coming weeks there will be several units, including EMS units, that are expected to close due to staffing shortages. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.